Lucy in the Sky by Elizabeth Heffron.
My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I'm a crane worker up in the blue. With gidgets and gadgets and all sorts of magnets, I'm building in South Lake U.
Hey, you ready for us up there?
Always ready, Charlie. That's my motto.
We got the jib secured. Hoist her up.
You got it.
Easy. Easy. Swing the boom. That's right. Now lower the load.
Thanks, Charlie. You know, I'm always up here for you.
Roger that.
I spend all day up in midair, in my custom cab built out with flair. I sometimes get lonely and sing to me only, but progress demands savoir-faire.
Hey, Ed, there's a supply snafu down here. Take a break, will ya? But watch your weather gauge. It looks like we're going to be getting some wind.
You can say that again. I've been cased in a glass-paneled crane house with a microwave phone and TV. Making six figures up in this penthouse, 12 hours a day just with me. Sometimes with this boom we're like chattel, as we build up our town straight and tall. For billionaires here in Seattle, but heck, when we bust there'll be no work at all. Look at all that we bore, filling Seattle's core, scaling the new dot-coms, ambulant Amazon, getting a leather neck, creating the biotechs, raise the new nano strings right next to rings and things, right next to rings and things. Condos and fancy gyms, research labs, trimmed and trim, restaurants with toasted kale, unending Vulcan sales, 68 stories high. Here's to our gold rush guys, and if you want it, we add to the sonnet, include a jacuzzi for free. Oh, my name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I'm a crane worker up in the blue. With gidgets and gadgets and all sorts of magnets, I'm building stuff down in the slough.
Hey, singing crane operator, open up!
Who said that?
We don't know!
Me! It's cold out here, numbnut! Open the cab door! About time, buddy. You made me climb 380 vertical feet straight up.
What the heck is going on?
This is a takeover.
A what? Who are you?
If you give me your attention, I will tell you who I am. I'm a lover of Seattle and defender of the clam. I protest this reckless building and its social effect. It is this grave agenda I'm determined to correct. From parking non-existent to the raping of our streets, you can't get here from there without a jaywalking rap sheet. I adore this crazy city just the way it was. That's why I've climbed your tower and I'm messing with your buzz. It's do or die.
Do or die.
I sound upset.
She sounds upset.
I claim this crane in the name of the people of Seattle. And we won't give it back till all the construction stops!
Wait! Those are my cab keys! You turn off the motor, we can't keep building stuff.
Exactement!
But!
My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I was born to build stuff in the blue. You take my cab keys, there's nothing here for me. I'm out in the street in the slough.
Good! Then you'll see how hard it is to walk down Blanchard.
But.
If you give me your attention, I will tell you what to do. You can join us on the front line. It will be an awesome coup. A big crane operator who has chosen to defect. This might even make the mayor and the council genuflect.
One can dream.
Look, lady, I don't want an effect. I like building stuff.
Ed, you okay up there? Stan said he saw some kind of unauthorized ingress. Ed?
Does ingress mean trespass?
I believe it's similar.
Well, Charlie, he must have been seeing things. Everything's just gin dandy up here.
Okay. Well, the wind's picking up, so watch out. Looks like we're on standby.
Standing by.
You just lied to him. Why did you do that?
Why?
I don't know. My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I spend all my days up in the blue. With no one to talk to about life impromptu, my thoughts are now strangely askew. I'm not quite so sure who I am. If I'm not raising booms with my hands, could I have no purpose, be aimless and worthless? In short, am I really a man?
Ooh, honey. I didn't mean to cause an existential crisis.
Well, you're the first woman I've ever had in my cab.
I am.
What is that arousing smell?
Patchouli?
It's delicious.
Look, maybe I better...
Don't leave now!
Don't leave now!
Oh, stay!
I have a little goat cheese that's organic. Green grapes and a few different slaws. We're high in the sky, that's romantic. We'll talk about Marx and your cause.
Okay.
Sit here on the co-pilot's tuffet. Relax and enjoy the fine views. The ground will know nothing of it. Our secrets suspended, too hot to subdue.
Ah.
Loving humanity on its profanity, rising dramatically, lifting emphatically, groping your maidenly, seizing it crazingly, thrusting strategically, glorious bonomy.
Oh, watch the circuit breaker.
Oh. Lording accordingly, feet on the floor, we see absolute exergy. Where I heard G-spot be, excellent alchemy, along with infamy, more to be done, and we're up for the fun, and we don't give a hoot about
Ed, the wind must be something. Cab's really rocking up there.
You can say that again.
You can say that again.
I can say that again.
Oh no! The crane's torquing wildly.
Just like you, Tiger.
Wind.
Hold on. Anybody hurt down below?
Nobody. Lucky break.
You can say that again.
You can say that again!
Well, Ed, looks like you'll be clocking out early.
Yeah, I guess so, Charlie. Over and out.
Awkward.
So?
It appears we've reached the climax of our little indiscreet.
And the wind outside's done raging, and it's pouring down in sheets.
The crane crashed over Westlake, and the techies all have fled.
My comfy life's been shattered, and the future now I dread.
How can we reach consensus when we've dropped our boundaries so?
And seen each other's nethers and the ports that simply glow.
I'm an ardent revolutionary, destined to be so.
Is there any way to solve this?
We are stumped, we just don't know.
They just don't know.
My name is Ed Farthingwell, too.
Well, I guess my work is done here.
I suppose it is. Wait, won't you even tell me your name?
Would it really matter? No, Ed, you're a crane operator. Happy-go-lucky, making six figures. That's what you are. And me, I'm just a working-class girl destined to rock the system. See you around on the street sometime!
Tinder?
This segment of Sandbox Radio appears in the episode Gold Rush, recorded live at Town Hall Seattle on August 29th, 2016. It was engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Christopher Stewart, and mixed by Dave Pascal. Find full episodes in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher, and at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.